I'm excited to start a new season with the guys in training camp, and really get to build the new guys on the team. I'm not sure of everyone that's signed right now, but I think it's going to be fun to try to restore some of the Sharks' name after the season last year. So I'm looking forward to it.
Last season, you came in kind of halfway through the season. How much are you looking forward to being involved from the very start this time around?
Like I said, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it took me a while last year to get the guys to play at that high of a level, that the level that you need to play at to win. So I think this year I'll have a full season. I'll be able to do it more in training camp before the season starts. But hopefully when we play our first game, we'll be ready to play at that high of a level with that intensity.
When you look back at last season, now you've had time to reflect on it now, how do you look at it?
I think it was a success. When I got there, I was telling people that, nothing was going to happen overnight. We wouldn't catch a rhythm until, towards the end of the season. And that's exactly what happened. Unfortunately, we ended it, not too well up at Newcastle. But, overall, to go from where we were to where we ended up, I think it was a pretty good season.
You talked about restoring a bit of the reputation. Does it still leave a bit of a bitter taste in your mouth, obviously, finishing that midpoint in the league and obviously losing to Newcastle in the BBL Cup?
Yeah, it's funny. I was on a bus and, I was joking. Well, kind of joking with Atiba. And, I said no team with me on this should ever lose by that many points. So, I really believe that. And, I think this year, I put that pressure on, that added pressure on myself to be that leader and be that, type of player that makes sure that never happens again.
So going forward, what do you personally want to achieve from next season? Do you look to yourself to improve on your, I think you averaged 16 points a game last year, not too bad by most people's standard, but I guess you set high expectations for yourself.
Yeah, last season I wasn't really worried about my stats. I was just worried about fitting in more, trying to win and get to the playoffs. I think this season, of course, my scoring will have to be a lot higher than that for us to have any type of success. But I also want to get my assist numbers up to around 5-6 a game. I think with guys like Tuck who can stretch out and shoot the ball and, Pat, and I'm hearing that we're supposed to be getting some guys that can really shoot the ball, it should be a lot easier. And that'll open up my scoring a lot more and make teams more reluctant to double-team me and triple-team me. And, so we're really going to count on my guys a lot this year to make shots and to try to make things easier for me, and I'll do the same thing for them.
And in terms of going forward, do you see this as a, silverware being a realistic option again this year?
Yeah. I think we could have did it last year if I was there for the whole year. We had the talent. I think we'll have the talent again this year. We have an experienced coach in Atiba who, knows the league and knows what it takes to win. I mean, we made a crazy run last year to end the season, so I think we could start off this season the same way. So I think it's very realistic.
So far, the Sharks have re-signed, obviously, Mike Tuck, Pat Horseman, who you were talking about as well. How important is it to have that experienced core, especially kind of you and Mike kind of going forward?
I think it's crucial. I think when you look at a team like Newcastle, who won it last year, they're all experienced guys. Not only experienced guys, but experienced guys in the BBL. They kind of know the team, they know the league, they know how things go. So I think having Pat and Mike, it'll be a great help for me as well. I've been out the league for a couple of years, and I'll be going to those guys for advice, to calm me down sometimes when I need it. So it'll be great for everybody.
What else do you feel the squad needs in terms of personnel if the club are going to take that next step forward?
I think we need a big guy to help Mike out a little bit. Asking him to bang down low with the other big men in the league for 40 minutes is kind of tough for him. So I think we need someone to give him a rest. We need to be more athletic on the wing, and I think we'll have some shooters this year. But I think that's all we need. We just need some shooters to spread the floor and, open up things for our slashers. So I think those are like the three things that we really need.
In terms of the fixtures as well, you start with a tough run. I don't know if you've seen the fixtures, but you start with Newcastle at home on the opening day before Cheshire and Leicester. What do you make to that start?
I think it's great. I think it's great for us. It's great for the things that we're trying to do. I know I'm trying to do it. I know I'm sure the whole organization is trying to do. So it'll be a great test when the first game on, and, it'll make us have to come into the season and focus and ready to play. So it'll be great.
Does that give you almost a kind of jumping off point, testing yourself against potentially one of the best teams in the league with Newcastle? Does it give you a kind of point of reference for where you are already as a team?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna call it how it is. They are the best team in the league. You know, playing them is always fun. It's always challenging. You definitely have to be ready, but there are some weaknesses in their defense. And if we have the right personnel, you know, we can win the game. It is just basketball, but you know, like you said, we have to be ready to go from the beginning. So I'm just really looking forward to it.
And you spoke a bit earlier about your fitness. Do you feel kind of ready to hit the ground running?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm game ready. I don't think anyone is at this point. But obviously, I'll be in, you know, much better game condition this year than I was last year. So, yeah, I'm just ready to go.